Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Okay, go.
I got... All I could think now of is Bette Midler's song about being beautiful, damn it.
I wanted Karen to open with a song. Not going to happen today. Someday we will keep our fingers crossed.
We will.
All right.
It could happen at any time.
You're up.
So, you know, we've been talking about trust and we've been talking different things about, you know, that's a foundation. And Jen and I were having a discussion before we started to do this podcast today. And what we're really, you know, we're thinking about is that there's two different kinds of trust. And, you know, if you think about it, well, there's probably a lot of different kinds, but we're just going to say we're going to focus on two different kinds of trust right now. And one kind is practical, right? So this is kind of like the nuts and bolts kind of trust. And this is the thing that you can earn if you're a good worker, right? You meet your commitments, you show up on time, do what you say you're going to do, and people really rely on you as far as your dependability, you know, your reliability, your competence to get the job done the way you're supposed to get things done. So they essentially, they trust you, well, to just kind of do that, right, to get the job done. And here, this trust, you need it, right? Fundamental, again, it's one of the building blocks. And if you don't have it, the thing here with this one is your team's going to crash and burn. So there's not going to be communication. There's going to be conflict, but the conflict probably isn't going to be healthy conflict. Micromanaging is going to pop in here. Different people are going to be doing other people's jobs, right? So it's just like, well, I was going to do this. Well, I thought you were going to do this. So no, I did this because I didn't think you were going to do this. So that kind of stuff's going to happen. Crappy productivity. And people just probably miss deadlines and stuff. So overall then, the results are going to tank. Flip side of that, Jennifer, which I'm going to tell you about now, is emotional trust. And this kind of trust is the trust that is going to take the team to the next level. And this kind of trust, it's just like, and I know that you said this in the last podcast, Jen, it's the I got your back, right? And it shows you like, hey, I'm on your side. And people are going to know with this kind of trust, you're going to be respectful, that you're not going to slam them when they make mistakes. With this kind of trust, you're going to feel okay to be open and honest about what you're feeling. You're going to be open and honest with some new ideas, different thoughts that are going on in your head. And this kind of trust, a little bit more complicated than the first kind of trust. The practical trust, right, that's a little bit more about checking off boxes. But this here, it goes really, really beyond hard work. It requires what, Jen? Two words. First one begins with E.
Emotional intelligence. Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly.
It's like I felt like I was in a game show there.
You are, but you don't get a car. And the thing is the great thing about emotional intelligence is you can build it.
That is so fascinating. So two types of trust, practical and emotional.
What makes me think about almost transactional versus transformational?
Well, yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. Like practical is going to be about results, getting to a goal, getting to an outcome. The emotional trust component is in the process.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the work.
Yeah.
To get there.
And often when people just look at the what have you done for me lately kind of attitude, that becomes transactional. So we need both kinds of trust. We need trust that people are going to do what they say they're going to do, that we're going to do what we say that we're going to do. Accountability comes into that, but that's that reliability, dependency, competence, etc. Important for goals, aspirations, teamwork, etc. But the emotional is how, on a day-to-day basis, are we navigating this relationship to be able to execute on the practical? Love it. Love it, love it, love it. In a way, it's so much easier to do practical.
Oh, totally.
Right? Because you can just sort of have, what? A checklist.
Yeah. Okay, great. I'm going to be reliable. Okay. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to admit when I do something wrong or I jack something up. That's almost like the easy trust work.
Yeah. So I like that a lot. And the emotional is the process, how it is that we want to be, and also how that can ebb and flow, right? So for example, if we are doing something and I start to feel skeptical about, can they do it? Are they going to do it? What's that like? Or are they listening? Are they paying attention? All those things, right? Then all of a sudden the emotional trust can wane a little bit. That's actually going to affect the practical trust.
Oh, totally. Yep.
Yeah.
It's like both sides of it. I like it.
I know. So it's interesting to think about what is easier for you, what's easier for your clients, what's easier for the teams and the organizations you work with, or for the teams and organizations that you lead. If you were to build a more solid foundation around the emotional trust, how would that help with the practical trust that is required as well?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, if you think about that just really quick, Jen, and then we're going to wrap up, is that places that we've been involved with, the organizations that we've been involved with, the ones that have those high level of trust have the ability to have some really great dialogue with conflict, right? Then people are engaged, they're committed, and, you know, then they're hitting their numbers, right? The results show that pay. They really, really, truly pay off in dividends, but that's the solid, not just checking off the box trust, like the real work and the practical, the emotional intelligence piece, that's the game changer.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
Very, very good. All right, see you all in the next episode.
Y'all.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.